Carlson slams Biden for attacks on Border Patrol, has a fetish for going after the weak. By Jeff Poor on September 25, 2021. On his Friday broadcast, FNC's Tucker Carlson took aim at President Joe Biden's remarks attacking Border Patrol officers on horseback, which had been alleged to have been using whips but apparently were reins according to captured video. The Fox News host said the Border Patrol had been weakened under the Biden administration and noted Biden's harsh criticisms were because the Border Patrol were on horses and using reins provided by Biden's U.S. government. Carlson called Biden's remarks an example of the president attacking the weak. Partial transcript as follows. Carlson, so you've been hearing all week from the usual hysterical liars that the Border Patrol somehow officers used a whip to beat immigrants at the southern border just searching for a better life trying to get refugee status, everything about that is a complete lie. A lot of the Haitians at our southern border in Del Rio already had refugee status in other countries that don't offer free health care, so they came here. By the way, the Border Patrol doesn't have whips. They don't whip anybody. They ride horses, and horses have reins. Today, the photographer who shot that picture of the alleged whips were on the record to confirm that the officers were using reins and they weren't whipping anybody. So that should be the end of the story, but of course, it suits the Biden administration's political purposes, which is rushing as many new people into the country as possible so they can win the next several election cycles, so they're continuing to lie. The Biden administration has banned the Border Patrol from using horses. And today, Joe Biden, who has a fetish for going after the weak, we noticed, vowed to crush the hourly workers who were involved in this, the Border Patrol officers. Watch. Begin video clip. Biden, to see people treated like they did, horses running them over and people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you those people will pay. There will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment. End video clip. Carlson, can you imagine talking like that? Those Border Patrol officers didn't bring their own horses to beat immigrants for fun. They were riding horses owned by Joe Biden's government. They were doing what they were told to do, which is enforce federal law passed by the United States Congress. And then the President of the United States. These are some of the weakest people, by the way, in our country. They're just Border Patrol agents. They have no power. Imagine being married to one of these guys or being the child of one of these guys and seeing the President of the United States say, "We're going to crush these people because they're evil," and implying they are racist. It is sick. So the DHS Secretary and Kamala Harris today both claimed the officers had used whips. Liars. They said the non-existent whips prove that systemic racism is real. Begin video clip. Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The investigation into what occurred has not yet concluded. We know that those images painfully conjured up the worst elements of our nation's ongoing battle against systemic racism. Kamala Harris, D., Vice President of the United States, and there needs to be consequence and accountability. Human beings should not be treated that way, and as we all know, it also evoked images of some of the worst moments of our history where that kind of behavior has been used against the indigenous people of our country. It has been used against African Americans during times of slavery. End video clip. Carlson, this is someone who went to high school, and not even from here. She is from Canada. How did the best country in the world get the worst people in the world to run it? It'd be interesting to know that. We can't control it at this point. All we can do is assess what they're doing. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.